It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Congressman, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Good to be with you, Dom.
Absolutely. So how did you feel with the response from the FBI director on this?
Well, you know, here's the deal. I mean, it's the same FBI director that said he didn't know anything about agents going into Roman Catholic churches because they considered them domestic terrorists, didn't know anything about the millions of innocent people whose personal lives were checked into by the FBI using FISA, a process that was only supposed to be after international actors that were doing, you know, terrorist activity around the world. Same FBI director that had allowed people to go, agents to go into school boards and, you know, check into parents that were just expressing their viewpoint about their kids' education. So I've got a choice here. I'm either going to believe what he said at the hearing, and I was respectful and nice. We usually even go at it harder. Or I'm going to believe all these retired agents and analysts who have absolutely no reason to lie, who just want the FBI to be what it always has been. And let me say to you, Dom, the vast majority of men and women who work at the FBI are doing a great job. Every race, every color, every creed, whatever they are.
Exactly.
But you've got to be able to do the job. And if you don't want to work weekends and you don't want to be hard and you don't want to, you know that sometimes you've got to risk your life to save a president or a member of Congress or anybody, then you do not belong there. That's that simple.
Yeah, and I see him every time I see his face, Jeff. I think, look, everybody makes mistakes. President Trump, I think, has learned by this. It's going to be a much better second term buttoned up. This was a bad choice. Maybe Chris Christie got in his ear with Ray. That's what I suspect. I don't know about you. But this was a bad pick by Trump of Christopher Ray.
Well, you know, two things. One good choice of Trump was not to hire Chris Christie.
So yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't honestly, I mean, I knew Governor Chris Christie. He's not the same man that I knew that I dealt with when I was a state senator in the New Jersey legislature. He did a good job in many ways in New Jersey. What has happened to him? I mean, my God, he was on The View the other day. But anyhow, going back to this, I just, you know, I'm deeply disturbed by a lot of what Ray has done. And I agree with you. President Trump was trusting a lot of people around him. He was a businessman, not a career politician. He has learned so much about so much in the last few years that I think it's going to be an even better, and it was a good administration, but I think it's going to be an even better, more focused administration than before.
Now, last time around we talked about, and you did it, if you remember, I stopped you and emphasized that because I think it was exactly the right thing. Just a kind word toward J.D. Vance about how to move forward. I'm just reading a column from a guy that we have on who's a deep conservative and believes that Vance is in a bit of trouble here as far as some of the polling and other things. Now, we know the media is going to go after whoever it is that Trump would pick. But what are your thoughts on going forward with J.D. Vance now?
Well, he's got to show his true self, which is a caring, compassionate man who loves the United States of America and is going to truly be a good and great vice president. And he, He loves his family. He loves the people of America. So he's going to go through hell, though, because this is going to be an attack on two fronts. And I said this from the very beginning, and you know this, Tom. They are going to go after, obviously, and they already have, after President Trump. I mean, they're trying to say he didn't get shot in the ear. He didn't get shot, that it was shrapnel. Now, you heard that Christopher Wray said that it could have been shrapnel. It wasn't. It was the bullet. And his physician, Ronnie Jackson, just put out a statement saying he was shot. But you know what? They were trying to shoot him in the head. And whether it literally, and it wasn't shrapnel, but whether they missed and hit a piece of shrapnel and that hit him in the ear, or whether it was the bullet that went soaring past his ear, what the hell is the difference? The point is that somebody was on a rooftop way too close to where he was, using a scope that could easily have shot him in the head. And I'm sure, had it sighted right, it's only that President Trump turned his head at the last minute. But they're going to go after him about everything.
And let me ask you to that point. Look, I'm usually the anti-conspiracy guy on this, and I don't see how there could have been a conspiracy but to shoot at him. But could there have been this idea, we're just not going to give Trump the desired number of people? Trump ought to get more than anybody, former president, current candidate, and a lightning rod. How do we explain, you've been in this, you know, grilling these people, how do we explain that guy got there? The failure is beyond belief.
Failure is so bad. I mean, not only, you know, and some of what we did learn at that hearing, judiciary, this man, Crooks, was actually citing the area, had a drone of his own to check out the area, mm-hmm. had researched it, had been there more than one time, and sort of planned this out. How they didn't notice that, I only can compare it to the Wildwood event, which I was intimately involved in, when we had Secret Service working with the Sheriff's Department, working with police in many different municipalities across the entire area, focused, organized, ready, service agents out in boats, on the water, up in the areas where they have the rides behind those iconic pictures where the president was, or the entire area, the board was. They had it under control and were being careful. I don't know what the hell happened in Butler, Pennsylvania, but we should find out, and it should never happen again. I don't think it was a conspiracy, but I do think that they've been sometimes reluctant. The President Trump said this, to give him the protection he needs, and not only him. They did the same thing to Robert Kennedy Jr., who obviously needs protection. Two members of his family were assassinated.
That's where the politics came in, because they put 12 extra people with Dr. Jill Biden on that day and only three with Trump. And we don't want her to be unprotected, but she's not a target. Trump might be the biggest target, arguably, one, two, or three that we've ever seen in political history.
Absolutely. But they're going to try to minimize the fact that he was shot, was pushed down to the ground, rose up quickly, put his fist up in the air, and was still there for America. And then they can do all they want. When you look at that picture, you see what happens. Same thing with J.D. Vance, to go back to your original question. Jennifer Aniston has come out now, who's a very popular, actress from Friends. You're going to have the celebrities, one after another after another. They're going to take things out of context. Look, I'll be honest with you, Don. It's amazing we're ever even close in these elections, because we've got the media against us, we have education against us, we have government against us, we have celebrities against us. Thank God we have the average hardworking American man and woman who is with us.
You got that, certainly, when we have guys like Jeff Van Drew in the forefront. Congressman, have a great weekend. Thanks for joining us.
You too. Enjoy the weekend, and thank you for giving me the opportunity.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.